Ottawa. Two more Conservative MPs joined the party's leadership roster Sunday, with Ontario's Scott Aitchison and British Columbia's Mark Dalton launching their campaigns. Aitchison, 49, chose a craft brewery in his hometown of Huntsville for his opening event, promising to bring an end to the hyper-partisan antics and political games that are the norm now in Canadian politics. "More partisan bickering is simply not the answer," he said, as an energetic crowd waved colorful signs simply printed with the word "Scott" on them. "Solving problems requires real leadership. I've been in Parliament now 2 terms. And I am dismayed by the energy wasted on political games, instead of getting things done. What's missing in Ottawa is leadership." He promised a campaign free of attacks on his opponents that focuses on the economy, national and global security, climate change and housing. Dalton, 61, did his launch on Twitter, saying in a posted video that one of his first actions as leader will be to initiate a public inquiry into how the federal Liberals handled the COVID-19 pandemic. Dalton accused the Liberals of using pandemic contracts to line the pockets of their friends, making decisions based on politics rather than public health, and ignoring evidence about vaccine injuries to push ahead with coercive measures to get people vaccinated. Both men were first elected to the House of Commons in 2019. Aitchison previously served as a councillor and then mayor in Huntsville, and Dalton as a BC Liberal MLA. Their entrance means there are now 4 sitting MPs running, including Pierre Poilievre and Leslyn Lewis. There are now 8 candidates in total, with the 4 sitting MPs joined by former Quebec Premier Jean Charest, Brampton, Ont. Mayor Patrick Brown, Independent Ontario MPP Roman Baber and Saskatchewan businessman Joseph Borgo. The Conservatives are choosing their 3rd leader in 5 years after Erin O'Toole was voted out of the job by the Conservative caucus in early February. The candidates have until April 19 to enter the race and until June 3 to sell memberships. The vote will take place September 10. Aitchison's pledge not to run a campaign of attacks is in stark contrast to much of what has been happening in the race so far. Brown and Poilievre went at each other directly on Twitter last week after Brown accused Poilievre of supporting discriminatory policies that target immigrants while a cabinet minister in 2015. He referred specifically to Poilievre's support for a ban against women wearing a niqab during citizenship ceremonies, which was a policy of the former Conservative government that was eventually struck down by the courts. In response, Poilievre accused Brown of outright lies about everything from the niqab ban policy to his position on carbon taxes and Ontario's new sex ed curriculum. Poilievre in turn has levied sharp attacks at Charest, a former Progressive Conservative Party leader nationally who led the provincial Liberals in Quebec. Poilievre has said Charest is not a true conservative. Poilievre, with endorsements from 44 current Conservative MPs, is considered the front-runner in the contest, well eclipsing caucus endorsements for Charest, who has 9, and Brown and Lewis, who both have 2. On Saturday, Brown got a big endorsement boost from Calgary MP Michelle Rempel-Garner, who had declined to endorse anyone in either of the last 2 contests. Aitchison's sole MP endorsement Sunday came from Kenora MP Eric Melillo. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 20, 2022. Mia Rabson, the Canadian Press note to readers, "This is a corrected story. An earlier version misspelled Mark Dalton's first name."